the question was asked, or I proposed it, what's the two different meanings of deny? And when it says, so let's, the ones we used here, let's go to Matthew 10. What?
Oh, just that word stirs up a lot of kind of emotion almost. The only reason you would deny anything is it probably because you want it. Otherwise, why would you be denying it? That's kind of the premise.
Well, let's see if we can answer it. In 10:33.
Matthew?
Yeah. Let's just read two verses, 32 and 33.
Oh, did you say Matthew 10?
Matthew 10, verse 33. But start in verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. So that's kind of important. And the word here for deny in Matthew 10 is ananeomai. And it means to disavow. What does disavow mean?
To deny, in a way.
Huh?
Another word for deny.
Well, it's
separate.
In this one, it's whoever denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father, which is in heaven.
Also means reject, maybe reject.
Is that what Peter did?
It's sort of what Peter did when the cock crowed, right? He disavowed that he knew.
Right. It's the point of either. There's two ways that this word is used, is to disavow. You disavow because you don't speak of it, and you disavow because you say it's BS. If you're the psalm we sing every time we sing the Hallel, I think it's Psalm 116, as it says, I believe, therefore do I speak, in some tense. If you don't really believe it, you can't speak it.
That would be the opposite. I know a vow means to declare boldly, I think. So this vow would be almost to non-declare or reject boldly, I think.
Well, there's 1,000 reasons for denying. Biggest one is you don't believe.
Right.
And you don't believe, you only speak of him when it's safe. Can anybody understand that?
Sure.
And Peter denied him, he disavowed him 3 times. Now, Judas denied him almost all the time. Well, anyway, let's look at that one. Now let's look at the other one. Go to Matthew.
So in that context, are betrayed and denied cousins, at least?
Yeah, as I said before, and this one's so hard to believe, but in the next one it's more clear. Well, let's go there, Matthew 16. I want to start at verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and raised again from the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest the things of, that be, savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So the denial of self is a demand. And it's the
it's
word
the same
here.
Word, right?
Huh?
It's the same word, right?
No. No.
Okay.
And this deny is ap instead of an. Ap neomai.
Oh, okay.
And it means, well, fundamentally, it means you lose or throw away the right to yourself in any way. It's, I can't read my own writing. Well, it means have, it's, if you were talking about, when he was talking about, well, I can't remember a place, but anyway, it means to have, you have nothing to do with. And so here, when it talks about deny self, you have absolutely nothing to do with yourself. So this one is kind of big.
Disown,
same thing. Divorce with no visiting privileges.
Well, that's no fun.
What?
That's no fun. I want to do that sometimes.
So the first meaning of deny is you disavow. Let's go back there. I'm getting myself confused. Matthew 10. Verse 33. Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. How do you deny him in this context?
What scripture is that, 10?
10:33.
How do you deny him? You embrace yourself. You bring yourself back to the picture. You worship yourself instead of him.
Yeah, he's just a helper.
It seems like the context here implies some seriousness, because the next thing is, think not I'm come to send peace, I come to not send peace but a sword.
Oh, I know.
And there's some confrontation involved.
Yeah, because I've come to set man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother. and law, etc. The man's foes shall be of your own household. Just up, go up to verse 12. That says the same thing, sort of. In verse 21, the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, the father to the child, the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. It's like, I don't want to get too, you know, there's no way to really know the fullness of it because it's a different language, et cetera, et cetera. I can only tell you my experience. The last thing that I wanted to do ever as a believer was what I do now. I wanted to be the Lone Ranger. I wanted to be, I mean, I spoke of him often, but it was on the radio or television. But the idea of me doing this, what I'm doing now, was so distasteful to me I couldn't even think about it. Now, from the standpoint of God, I was denying him. Now, do you understand why? Because I could be safe from being I didn't have to live my life as a believer. I could still live my life as a pagan, still drink, still do whatever, but I intuited that if I did what I'm doing now, then I would be totally vulnerable at all times. Does that make sense? So I didn't mind speaking about him on television or on radio because it didn't have to be proven by my life. But there are other issues. As I said, as you go into your world, you make disciples. If you don't, then there's something else going on. Either you're still a child and spiritually, or you're afraid that interchange between what you do outwardly in the world will, if you speak about this, either you'll be considered nuts or it'll affect you in some other negative way. If you believe, you will speak. That's the whole... Go to Psalm 116. I think. Start in verse 1. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I cleave upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death surrounded me or compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto the rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. Now, this is the place where I've often talked about that you always have the power and the authority to command your soul to be at rest. We very rarely remember it when you're not at rest, but anyway, that's not what we're saying. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from fear, tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. I believed, therefore have I spoken. That's you speak because you believe. Now, this is not how can I say this? The word, just a minute. The word here, when it says I believe, therefore have I spoken, it doesn't mean an intellectual assent. It means that the fullness of your death is part of what it means to believe. Because it's not like, again, I wish there was some other word. It probably is, but because here we say, you know, I believe it's going to be a nice day tomorrow, or I believe look at the Jeff changed the light bulb, the light's on, I believe the light's on, or whatever. There's a million ways to use believe, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking here. To believe means that you have thrown yourself upon him, that you lean no on nothing but him. There's no more leaning in your own arm of understanding. There's no more, because you have disavowed and you've divorced yourself from all that is yourself.
I think you're meaning boldly declare it. That's a far more profound than just saying I believe.
I don't understand.
Boldly declare versus just saying I believe.
No, it means you have to live it. That's the point. You can't believe until you live it. You're only still trying it out. You're only still... It's like you're taming a horse before you can ride him. But to believe in that context means to ride the bronco with no fear of falling. It's like... You're I believed because of my conversion experience, but I didn't believe fully because there was a part of my life that I kept for myself. Does that communicate? So I didn't believe in the context here because I only talked about him in that area where I wasn't next to the people that believed, except when I was interviewing people, but I just pissed everybody off then. But the idea of what I'm trying to get here is to believe is to totally and to deny yourself is to completely divorce yourself from you and your past. There's no more past. Because you're a new creature. There's no more future because you're in eternity. There's no present, past, or present. There's only the now. So when this talks about if any man come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, that's you've denied because you've disowned yourself, any part of yourself, any Anything that you had confidence in the past is gone. But by the same token, so is any accusation that you had against yourself in the past is gone. That's what it means when it's... I'll go to Philippians 3. This is probably the best description there is of what I'm trying to say this morning. It talks about Paul. Verse 7. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Even... This one I've said many times. I'm not picking at anybody here, but somebody has often said to me, "I wish I knew the scriptures as well as you." Well, first of all, I don't know the scriptures, but second of all, that's a gain to you. So I've always answered that. That's not your business. That's a gain to you. And all these deals that happen where you, I'm going to build me a prayer closet, and I'm going to set aside, I'm going to get up every morning at 6 o'clock and I'm going to pray, and because that's all gain to you, because it has something to do with the future. You understand that? Whatsoever is a gain to me, that I count as loss for Christ. Now, let's go on. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, it takes no talent to lose the... Or takes no effort to lose everything, but to count everything you lost as dung is an act of faith, but it's an act of revelation, because it has nothing about what you had in the past can possibly measure up to the fullness of Christ as your life. But you can't continue to have two lives. You can't continue to have a life in the world and a life in God. Let's go on here. We're still not where I want to be. And count them but dung. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. Are you conformed to his death? Then there's never a thought about you. There's never a thought about advancing something for your gain or yours. It's gone. And I've said many times, that's the most fearful thing you can do. Being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither already perfect. I follow after, if that I may be, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting. And this is everything about you. Forgetting or neglecting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto that with those things which are before. So what is the things that are behind? Well, it's everything in time from that second back. You understand? You neglect everything. Even you neglect your own understanding of the scriptures. Because you've tried to make them, I promise you, everyone does it, including me. You try to find a scripture that justifies some action you're doing. But that's, you're trying to find a game to you in the scriptures. Does anybody up? You understand? You made conformable unto his death. And his death was total death. It was total in his baptism. He was buried in baptism. He rose from out of the water, signifying the water breaking and the new birth. Then he was tested. Never again internally, he was tested by the evil one, that is internal, but he was tested by the evil one to retain a part of his old life. Do you understand that? Neglecting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, how long ago is behind? Well, it's right now. It's now behind because it's gone. You have no, your future isn't your business. But you can't live in two worlds. Boy, I tried. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or be fully tested, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. They're calling themselves Christians, but they're an enemy of the cross of Christ. Right. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetites, or their belly, and whose glory is unto their shame, who mind or give breath to earthly things. For our manner of life, our conversation is in heaven. We're already there. But if you're there, you have to act like you're there. And again, we're back to the Adam and Eve. Anything else is ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And the evil one talking or exhorting after the fall, the punishment to the evil one, to the snake, to you and I, is dust shall you eat all the days of your life. By thy appetite you shall be led. Any response to deny self is to totally and completely divorce yourself. Amen. But, and again, I say, you get the divorce, but have no visiting privileges. You can't even visit in memory.
I think the in the Philippians 3:7-8 are perfect in their contrast. 7 is all about you. And those things you might gain and think you're really gaining something, including knowledge of scriptures or any other thing. But in 8, it goes into the true gain is the knowledge of Him, which is only attained through the denial of self. And the life of Christ in you revealing itself, because He is the total Lord.
But how is He revealing it?
How?
What does that look like, where Him revealing it?
His person is manifest. And you realize that your life is not your own, it's His.
Your life is not only not your own, it doesn't exist.
Right.
But there's a but here. And the but is, this is tested daily by your mind, trying to get you to keep you alive. That's what His test was. That's why we continue with Him in His temptation, no longer our own. Ours is dead. Now we continue in His. Is there anything that keeps any part of you in the world? Giving breath to anything in the world. That's what it means to love the world. So the repentance is constant. And the power, because again, I promise you, at least from my experience, maybe it isn't from yours, my mind was constantly trying to bring me back into the world. Still having the name of Christian, but bring me back into the world. Trinity Foundation was the attempt to bring me back into the world. We had all kinds of great plans that certainly never included anything we're doing now. Nothing we are doing now was ever considered, even in the slightest sense, by the board of directors. I had just about every rich Christian in America on our board at first. How'd that go? Well, it was destroyed through failure. It was destroyed through stupidity.
Yeah.
My stupidity. I had produced a couple concerts as a pagan, so now I wanted to produce some as a Christian. It just seemed natural that you should do that. We had the biggest rainstorm that day, don't you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Anyhow. Please, please, I beg of you. Neglect every... We talked the other day that what all the things are that where it says you can't serve God and mammon. And mammon, it's a bunch of stuff. It's everything that you had reliance on in the past. Everything. And every way of thinking, every idea that you relied on in the past. And I don't care if the past is from right now. Anything that you rely on from this point forward, other than faith, is mammon. Not mammon. Is that right? What I said? Mammon.
Mammon.
Huh?
I think it's mammon.
Yeah. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God in anything that you relied on in the past. Because anything you relied on in the past is mammon. Does that communicate?
You know, when you talked about this earlier, the word forgiveness dropped in for me, because without forgiveness, you will stop in time, hold on to something, cherish it, be pissed off, whatever, but never move ahead. And so you're trapped in time and space.
Right, and you don't even know it.
No.
And that's why all these terrible scriptures... No one comes to me unless he hates his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his wife, his children, and his own wife. All that can't happen. It can't happen. You can massage that in all kinds of different ways. That just seems impossible. But its secret is you no longer see them because you speak. You no longer see them as any of those titles, mother, father, sister, brother, wife, children, etc., etc., ad nauseum, because now you only see them as either now believers or believers that will come to him by your effort. So you know, all of the whole, I was going to say menagerie, but that's probably a little cruel. The zoo of your world, that's a little nicer maybe. The animals in your world are no longer given any breath. But mother, father, sister, brother, wife, children, or your own life, no breath, no one. Now they're either pagans or they are brothers and sisters in Christ. Whoever you in your world, as you go into your world, make disciples. You get disinvited to a lot of parties when you do that, but it's all right. All right. But this is why. This is all part of why the preaching of the cross is the power of God. But the only thing that releases the power of God is repentance. All right. Take it, big guy.